This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Lion City, Singapore last afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law, K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. Speaking to media persons, MEA spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said both leaders will meet to review the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of the telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellites and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhance partnership to further strengthen deepen relationship in all areas of mutual interest. It was decided after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah, in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remarks during the talks, the Prime Minister said Brunei, being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision, is a guarantee of a bright future for both nations. Mr. Modi also highlighted that India supports Vikaswad developmentalism, not Vistarwad expansionism. The pensioners of the Employees' Pension Scheme will now be able to receive their pension from any bank across the country, starting from January 1, 2025. This will benefit more than 78 lakh pensioners of the Employees' Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that the approval of the centralised pension payment system marks a significant milestone in the modernisation of the EPFO. He added that the disbursement of pensions from any bank branch in the country will address the long-standing challenges faced by pensioners. The minister further said that this is a crucial step in the ongoing efforts to transform the EPFO into a more robust, responsive and tech-enabled organisation. There will also be no need for pensioners to visit the branch for any verification at the time of the commencement of their pension, and the pension shall be immediately credited upon release. The centralised system will also ensure the disbursement of pensions throughout India without any need for the transfer of pension payment orders from one office to another, even when the pensioner moves from one location to another or changes their bank or branch. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the centre is closely monitoring the ongoing flood situation in Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the government has constituted a central team of experts led by the Additional Secretary Disaster Management of the Ministry of Home Affairs. He said the team will visit the flood-affected areas for an on-the-spot assessment of flood management, reservoir management and dam safety issues and make recommendations for immediate relief. Meanwhile, a total of 26 National Disaster Response Force NDRF teams have been deployed in flood-affected areas of Andhra Pradesh. They are actively engaged in rescue and relief operations in coordination with central and state agencies. The NDRF has rescued 319 people and evacuated around 12,000 in the state so far. The relief supplies and medical assistance are being provided to those in need in the flood-hit areas. The Indian Air Force and Indian Navy continue the assistance to civil administration in flood-impacted areas of Andhra Pradesh in a joint operation with 10 helicopters and undertook relief and rescue efforts. The government has planned to promote both Indian alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages globally with a target of $1 billion in export revenue over the next few years. The Agricultural and Processed Food Export Development Authority has been working to increase exports of Indian spirits to major foreign destinations. India currently ranks 40th in the world for alcoholic beverage exports. At the Paris Paralympics, India's shot put thrower Sachin Sarjay Rao Khiladi clinched the silver medal in the men's shot put F46 final with a whopping throw of 16.32 metres. He brought the country's 21st medal in the mega para event. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a telephonic conversation with Ajit Singh Yadav, Sundar Singh Gurjar, Sharad Kumar, Mariappan Thangavelu and Deepthi Jeevanji, who have won medals at the Paralympic Games. The Prime Minister expressed his happiness about India's best ever performance in the Paralympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.